This is Harv Aronson of the Total Sports Recall Podcast, and when I start my workday, it always begins with that morning shower. Normally, I use a liquid body wash, but recently I purchased a bar of Sterling Soap Company's handcrafted bath soap and decided to give their Deep Blue Sea handcrafted bath soap a try. Immediately, the aroma of Sterling's bath soap was obvious, and in using this soap, I felt refreshed, clean, energized, and Sterling's bath soap helped me step out of that shower with the momentum and eagerness to get my day rolling. If you want to get a refreshing wake-up call in the morning and get your busy day off to the right start, I highly recommend going to Sterling Soap Company's website and order one of their many varieties of bath soaps among other products they offer. Visit Sterling Soap Company at sterlingsoap.com. That's S-T-I-R-L-I-N-G soap.com.
This is Indian All-Stars. Every week, we break down what happened in Indian All-Stars history, the wins, the moments, and the athletes who made them happen. Here's what happened the week of April 5th through April 11th. April 5th, in 1950, Nelson Levering wins his professional boxing debut with a first-round knockout of Harold Carter in Wichita, Kansas. In 1977, Bucky Dent is traded from the Chicago White Sox to the New York Yankees in exchange for Oscar Gamble, Lamar Hoyt, minor league pitcher Bob Polinski, and $250,000. In 2018, Zach Whitecloud plays his first NHL game for the Vegas Golden Knights against the Edmonton Oilers at Rogers Place in Edmonton, Alberta, finishing with 16 minutes and 42 seconds of ice time and a +3 rating. April 6th. In 1935, Henry Armstrong stops Tully Corvo with a fifth-round technical knockout at the Olympic Auditorium in Los Angeles, California. In 1937, Henry Armstrong knocks out Pete DeGrasse at 2 minutes and 37 seconds of the 10th round at the Olympic Auditorium in Los Angeles, California. In 1996, John Starks scores 37 points as the New York Knicks defeat the Toronto Raptors 139-106 at Madison Square Garden in New York City. In 2005, Bobby Madrich plays his final Major League Baseball game for the Seattle Mariners against the Cleveland Indians at Safeco Field in Seattle, Washington. April 7th, in 1976, Marvin Kamel defeats Rafael Gutierrez by 10-round unanimous decision in his 13th professional bout at the Missoula County Fairgrounds in Missoula, Montana. April 8th, in 1941, Joe Louis stops Tony Musto at 1 minute and 36 seconds of the 9th round at the St. Louis Arena in St. Louis, Missouri. In 1980, Gary Sargent scores the overtime game-winning goal for the Minnesota North Stars against the Toronto Maple Leafs at Maple Leaf Gardens in Toronto, Ontario. April 10th. In 1971, Willie Stargell hits 3 home runs for the Pittsburgh Pirates in a game against the Atlanta Braves at Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. In 1977, Gary Sargent helps the Los Angeles Kings defeat the Atlanta Flames in the NHL preliminary round miniseries. In 1983, Gary Sargent skates in his final NHL game with the Winnipeg Jets against the Calgary Flames at the Winnipeg Arena in Winnipeg, Manitoba. In 2006, Jonathan Chichu scores his 50th goal of the season for the San Jose Sharks against the Detroit Red Wings at Joe Louis Arena in Detroit, Michigan. April 11th. In 1992, Virgil Hill knocks out Lottie Moira at 1 minute and 44 seconds of the 4th round at the Met Center in Bloomington, Minnesota. In 2011, Tony Robinson is selected 31st overall by the Phoenix Mercury in the WNBA draft at ESPN Studios in Bristol, Connecticut. In 2015, Carey Price finishes the regular season with 44 wins, a 1.96 goals against average, and a .933 save percentage for the Montreal Canadiens. To see the full stories, shop the merch, and support the mission, visit IndianAllStars.com. Indian All-Stars, celebrating great Native athletes past and present.
Hey there, sports history fan. This is Arnie Chapman, aka the Football History Dude, and I hope that you enjoyed this recent episode presented by the Sports History Network and we're able to learn some good old-fashioned sports history knowledge nuggets. I started the Sports History Network back in 2020 with the mission to help podcasters find a community of like-minded sports history nerds, as well as helping aspiring podcasters to start their own shows. We have a little bit over 30 shows on the network right now covering all sorts of sports history, but as far as I'm concerned, we're just at the toothpick in the ocean moment, you know that. Can't even figure it out because there's so much more coming. We wanted to create the ultimate headquarters for sports yesteryear, starting with Podcast Network and our website, but we're going to continue to move into other mediums as well. And here's the cool part, because we want you to be part of our team. So if you're interested in starting your own podcast, or maybe being a guest on one of our shows, or who knows, maybe even writing an article for us over on the website. Seriously, all you got to do is reach out to us on the contact page over at sportshistorynetwork.com. You can be as technologically savvy as a Neanderthal tapping on a stone trying to figure out this whole hieroglyphics thing back in the day. Again, it doesn't matter, because even if you don't understand the whole podcast space, we have a production team that can pretty much help you out with doing everything. All you got to do, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com, head to the contact page, fill it out. That message goes right to me, and I'll reach out to you as soon as I can. But for now, dude, I'm through if you're through.